Hello and welcome to another episode of the Podfic Pals. I am Emu, and today I will be reading David S. Pumpkins by Lady Londonderry. The relationship is Harry Styles / Louis Tomlinson. The characters are Harry, Louis, and Niall. Additional tags are Halloween, Halloween costumes, Fae and fairies, Fae magic. There is literally no way to tag this, I'm so sorry. Samhain, I guess, and David S. Pumpkins. The summary is, Louis has a Halloween party to go to, and the perfect outfit to wear. It's a little odd that people in weird clothes keep appearing and disappearing. Skeleton outfits? A three-piece suit covered in pumpkins? Mysterious. Louis Tomlinson has had his Halloween costume picked out for 5 months and 3 days. Not to brag or anything, but it's going to be the best costume at the party. The second he saw the yellow plaid in Primark all those months ago, he knew what he needed to do. He also knew that he was going to have to suck up to Lottie big time in order to get her to do his makeup. And it was all worth it. I hate to say it, but your ass does look absolutely incredible. Thank you, Niall, Louis says. I know. Wanker. Louis has admired his reflection in every window they've passed by. He did everything short of buying a blonde wig, opting instead to just clip up his long fringe in imitation. In every other sense, though, he is the embodiment of Cher from Clueless, and he is hot. Who knew I'd look so good in thigh-high socks? Everyone, probably, Niall says, pulling him toward the kitchen for drinks. The music is loud, the bass reverberating, and the mess of graduate students desperate to let loose a little after months of study is giving the whole event a jittery, almost manic vibe. Niall, I don't recognize half these people, Louis says as Niall pours him something red from a frosted liquor bottle. The call of a party is a strong one, Niall says. But our university is literally tiny. I've been here almost 2 years, and I don't... Who is that? Niall looks in the direction Louis points. There's a man in a skin-tight black outfit with a skeleton printed on it staring down at his phone. He's got dark eyes and dark hair and a jawline that makes Louis drool. Who, Zane? Niall asks, looking back at Louis with a frown. He's literally in your creative writing seminar. Louis gasps. No, he's not. I would have noticed. Zane, apparently feeling his ears burn, suddenly looks up. He makes eye contact with Louis from across the room, and Louis feels a chill run through him. Then, Louis blinks, and Zane is gone. What the fuck? Louis says, looking around the kitchen in confusion. What? Asks Niall. What now? Where'd he go? He just, like, disappeared. Who? Niall squints and looks in the general direction Louis points. Zane! Who's Zane? Niall frowns at Louis. Are you feeling okay? Have I gotten you drunk already? Louis feels that chill again. What the fuck? We should go find somewhere to sit, he says. I think I'm not actually drunk enough. There's a stage set up in the living room, constructed of a glass table precariously balanced on an old couch and two wooden chairs. People are taking turns standing on the table to show off their outfits to general applause from the partygoers. Niall and Louis have taken spots sitting with their back against the fireplace, sipping out of red solo cups and watching the progressively drunker students try to brave the glass table. I never knew it was so hard to sit in a skirt, Louis says, resting his head against the bricks of the fireplace. I've got no freedom unless I want to show my goods to the world. Are you not wearing underwear? Niall asks. Because I swear to God, Lou, if you're going commando, I'm going to have to divorce you. I didn't think of it. Niall scoots a bit further from him. Louis puts his knees a little closer together as a brisk wind whips through the room from the front door. Oh, hey, he says, because for just a second, he thinks that's that guy Zane coming from the door again. It's not, though. It's just someone in the same costume. This someone seems to be wearing a costume of about the same size, but he's got a larger frame. Broad shoulders and muscles making it stretch and fit in ways that has Louis blushing and feeling the need to shield his eyes. What? Niall asks. Because if you're going to ask if I can lend you pants, the answer is no. No, I live with my choices, Louis says, brushing him off. I just thought I saw Zane again, but it's someone else. You've mentioned him twice now. Who is Zane? Niall asks. You're the one who mentioned him to me, Louis argues. No, look, he was in that exact same costume over there. He points to the man, who has cropped hair and perfectly shaped facial hair. What, Liam? Asks Niall. You know Liam. He's the assistant professor in Intro to Mechanics. That's not even a class, Louis says. Now I know you're fucking with me. Yes, it is, Niall says, slapping him in the shoulder. It doesn't hurt. The yellow plaid top has shoulder pads. We sat in the back row and you spent the whole semester copying my answers. That describes every intro class we took together, Louis says. I never study for intro classes because you don't learn anything. He looks back at Liam, if that is his real name. Liam's standing just inside the door, and he seems to have pulled a phone out of somewhere. That suit is way too tight for pockets. He has large eyebrows, and Louis is way too far away, but he rather assumes the man smells good. Suddenly, Louis's eyes are drawn from Liam to the glass stage next to him, as the girl standing on it, dressed as an avocado, it looks like, begins to wobble, tilting precariously until one foot slips off the table and she falls with an undignified screech. There's a rush of people to help her up, blocking Louis's view of the situation, but when he glances back to where Liam stood, he's gone. Another skeleton boy, down for the count, Louis sighs. She was an avocado, Niall says. No, Louis groans. Never mind. You're very odd today, Niall says thoughtfully. Are you trying to get into character or something? I suppose so, Louis says. It's nearing midnight by the time Louis starts to feel like maybe he's had enough of Halloween. He's danced, he's drunk, he's kissed, well, no one, but he supposes that's just fine. No one says Halloween is a makeout holiday. Better luck next week at a nice cozy Guy Fawkes bonfire. Niall, on the other hand, is nowhere near ready to leave. Come on, he says, shoving yet another drink into Louis's hand. There's a fire pit out back, and I want to see if that cute girl from Stats is still out there. You were literally just making out with that guy, Sean, Louis points out, and abandoning me, I might add. You should get some other friends, Niall says. It's weird that you don't have other friends. You should shut your face, Louis says. It's not weird. He's just drawn to Niall. They do end up having all their classes together. It's only natural. The cute girl from Stats is not at the fire, but Niall and Louis sit on cold metal folding chairs anyway. I'm going to be honest, Louis says. My balls are fucking freezing, mate. Shush, Niall says. Drink your drink. Wear pants next time. Louis pouts, but stops long enough to drink his drink. Spiked apple cider, he guesses. The fire pit sits out at the far end of the yard, right before the grass grows higher and turns into bushes and trees and woods. Louis doesn't actually remember any woods so close to campus, but he thinks it's probably just a little patch of trees and the darkness makes them seem bigger. He studies the trees, trying to see if he can spot sky through the other side. He cannot. What he can spot is a figure emerging from the trees. Hey, Niall, he says, pointing with one hand to the woods. Think that person vomed or did bits? Niall squints in the direction he's pointing. Isn't that Harry? Louis looks from Niall to the woods. I don't know a Harry, he says. Is this another one of those people I supposedly have known all along? Niall looks at him like he's crazy. Did the two of you guys have a fight or something? You and I are about to have a fight, Louis mutters, still looking at the man walking out of the trees towards them. He's oddly fascinating. In a Halloween party full of odd, or attempts at sexy, costumes, his outfit stands out because, from what Louis can make out, he seems to be wearing a black and orange suit with matching tie. As he walks toward the light of the fire, totally unhurried and with an odd amount of grace about him, Louis can make out that his suit is actually covered in jack-o'-lanterns. His hair is curly, and ringlets dance about his face in the late October wind. Or is it November now? Harry! Niall shouts. No one around the fire pays him any attention. Harry, over here! The man from the woods, Harry, if the way he veers in their direction is any indication, spots them, and his face breaks out into a smile. By the light of the fire, Louis can make out a sharp jawline and eyes that sparkle. He looks familiar, but not the way Niall is talking about him. He looks like a celebrity, maybe? Niall, is he on TV? Louis asks, leaning over for a whisper. I swear to God, Lou, you're too drunk for this, Niall says. Is that some weird sex thing you're doing now? Role play? What the fuck are you talking about? Louis asks, breaking off, staring at the guy to look at Niall instead. You're being so weird, Niall shouts in frustration. So are you! Hello, Louis. Louis looks back, and suddenly the man, Harry, according to Niall, is standing right next to them, impossibly closer in the few seconds he looked away. He has kind eyes, Louis thinks, and a really fucking weird outfit. What are you supposed to be, then? Louis asks, temporarily bypassing the fact that the stranger knows his name. Probably, Niall is just trying to pull an elaborate prank on him. Harry smiles, and it makes his nose scrunch up. I'm David S. Pumpkins, of course. Who the fuck is David S. Pumpkins? Harry smiles wider, showing his teeth. He's a terrible Halloween costume, is what he is. But love is a greater force than anything that would go against it, and when you tell me to do a terrible Halloween costume, I am powerless to disagree. So you are fighting, then, Niall says, and Louis startles a bit, having rather forgotten that he was here. Don't be ridiculous, Louis snaps, looking over at him. We're not fighting because I don't know him. No offense, he says, turning back to Harry. None taken, says Harry, and his voice is slippery, slow, and sweet, and his eyes blink like a cat in a sun puddle as his gaze fixes upon Louis. But we are mere moments from the witching hour, darling, and Samhain is upon us, so it's really about time to come home. Louis glares up at him. He wants to say something snappy and witty back, something about how he doesn't know this man in this horrible outfit, and yes, it is about time to go home, but home isn't wherever Harry is. He wants to say that, but... But even before the words tumble out of his mouth, they sound wrong, twisted. Time to come home, it echoes in his mind. Come home. Niall? Asks Louis, tentatively, as his gaze is fixed on Harry. Where is home? That depends, says Niall, sounding not at all surprised by the question. Is it midnight yet? Almost, says Harry. He seems taller, suddenly. Something about him is stronger. Just wait a moment for the bell to chime. No bell should chime. They're in the student neighborhood on campus, not a church for blocks and blocks. Louis wants to argue, but his tongue feels glued to the roof of his mouth. He feels sleepy and alert, like he's melting and floating. Ah, says Harry. There it goes. The bell chimes, and it echoes as if through a distant landscape. Louis doesn't know where it's coming from, but it tolls on in a steady rhythm, counting out the hours, announcing the witching hour, announcing Samhain. Harry, gasps Louis. There you are, my love, Harry says as he holds out a hand. Louis takes it and stands from the metal chair, his skirt whipping about in the sudden breeze. Samhain. His memories come tumbling back, dust falling off of them as if they are boxed, unpacked from an old attic, old and moth-bitten but bright on the inside. It's been a year? Louis asks, searching for the right memories, the right order. Two, says Harry. He wraps a hand around Louis's waist. It's been terrible, I must say. Has it? Louis smiles. Harry smells familiar now. Good. Life should be terrible without me. Harry laughs, and he leans down to nose at Louis's neck. Of course it was, but I have paid my penance, and it is time for you to come home. Will you come willingly this time? Louis's memories are almost all in their proper place now. I will come willingly, he says, only if you will marry me again. My love, Harry says, as he looks almost aghast. I will wed you a million times over, every day, for the rest of eternity, if that's what you desire. Every fight we have, I will make it up to you with another ceremony and another day of feasting. If that is all you desire, I see nothing I would like more. Louis knows, he knows, that what Harry loves more than anything is a wedding. Every time they attend the wedding of another, he gets jealous, stroppy. These are the memories that have returned at the forefront of his mind. It was what he was thinking about 2 years ago when he left. They'd had a fight. Over yet another wedding they attended. Harry was jealous. He wanted that again. Thousands of years together, yet he was jealous of those who had spent only minutes in each other's arms. Louis would have married Harry every day if he had just come out and said so, but he was throwing tantrums. That wouldn't do. Why did you not come get me after a year? Louis asks. You're late. I did, Harry argues, although there's still mirth in his eyes. You wouldn't come. The witching hour wouldn't even be upon us yet, but Niall couldn't get you to stay long enough to meet me at the woods. I can't venture all the way into the human world, or I'd chance losing my memories as well. And then where would the court be? Louis turns to Niall. You're terrible at this, he says. Niall has taken on a greenish pallor. He's wispier, ears and eyes and nose a little pointier. He shrugs. You're stubborn, he says. Now, love? Harry asks again. Now can we go? I've missed you more than the moon misses the sun, and our people wish the return of their queen. Yes, Harry, now we can go. Louis takes his hand. It is cold, as the blood that runs through Fay is green and chilling. He can feel his own body temperature begin to drop. The outfit is hideous, he says. David S. Pumpkins. Harry smiles, and his teeth glint in the light of the witching moon, long and thinner than they were. I'm only doing what you asked for, my darling. Anything for you. And anything for you, Louis affirms. I will ask you to marry me 1,000 times, give you 1,000 rings, and all I ask in return for you is to not get jealous of those new loves. Of course, love, Harry says. They make their way towards the woods, which wasn't there yesterday and won't be there tomorrow, and 2 men in skeleton outfits trail behind them. I have loved you longer than I truly understood what love is, since the great king and queen ruled before us, and I will love you long after we have stepped down for others to rule. I will love you when you are by my side and when you leave. I will love you long after the sun and moon are gone, when we are but memories to the humans around us. I love you, my queen. And I love you. Louis feels himself grow colder, and he welcomes it. Feels the angles of his face change, the elongation of his neck and the wings that return. I have loved you since I was 18, long before we knew the meaning, and I have loved you since before the sun learned who the moon was. I will love you when we are old, just as I have loved you when we were young, and I pledge to come back every time I leave. The leaves crunch beneath their feet, and the sky shows only stars above. They descend into the heart of the forest, a group of 5, 2 who have been married for an eternity, 2 who have been married a mere 2 years, and 1 who lived before time began and would live after it ended, into the forest to never be seen again. You are jealous. I'm not. You are jealous of mere babes. They don't even know what love is compared to us. How ridiculous. Louis waves his arms and paces the room as Harry pouts. I'm not jealous. I just... My ridiculous, absurd, beautiful husband, Louis says. You are jealous. You cannot lie to me about that. You know what? I will give you what they have. We will meet like newlyweds again. Come find me in a year, on the other side of the forest. What? Louis. Louis kisses him on the nose and cups his face. He isn't mad, but he wants Harry to learn. To learn that what they have is special and different and eternal. Seduce me. Actually, come to me in that terrible outfit that I know you secretly ordered made after we watched that show. The one that made you laugh so hard even though it's not funny in the slightest. Harry wraps his arms around Louis and squeezes. My queen, he says. You want me to dress as David S. Pumpkins? My king, Louis says. Nothing would please me more. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Podfic Pals. I have been Emu, and you have been listening to David S. Pumpkins by Lady Londonderry on AO3 and London Fog in a Cup on Tumblr. If you would like to listen to more episodes of the Podfic Pals, you can find us at podfic-pals.tumblr.com or on AO3 at archiveofourown.org/users/podfic_pals. Thank you so much. Until next time.